Everybody, this is Tinsley Myrick and Dana Tapia with the Getting Beachy podcast. Dana, your mic is off, just in case you didn't know. It is always a great day to talk about real estate. Isn't that right, Dana?
It is always the day for it. Yes.
Well, we have a special guest. It is our fearless leader, Patrick Daly, broker owner of REMAX Orange Beach. We're going to bring him right out. I'm not going to waste any time. And here he is. Good evening, Patrick.
Guys. Good to see you.
The man.
Oh, boy.
How are you? How are you tonight, Patrick?
What's that?
I said, how are you tonight?
I'm doing awesome. I can't wait to do this. I've been excited about it all week.
Me too.
Good. Yeah, we've been real excited too. So before we dig into Patrick, before we dive into Patrick, we're going to have what we have, the listing of the day.
That's right. So, bring out the beautiful listing of the day, Tinsley.
And we all three can comment on this. This is my listing. Let me see if I can do this. Here we go. Okay. This is Phoenix, West 2, 2808. And the price, I just reduced it today, you guys. I just reduced it to $1.250 million. It is a three-bedroom.
They're paying you to take it.
It's true. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Patrick, I bet you could comment on this listing.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And the construction at Phoenix West, too, is unparalleled in the market. It even has concrete internal walls between the units so you don't hear your neighbor. They're fabulous.
That's right. It's poured in place concrete. So that is unusual in the area. There are some buildings that have that, particularly the Phoenix buildings. But this is, like you said, it makes it also fireproof.
Big enough for a couple people. Nice.
It also makes it fireproof, doesn't it, Patrick?
Absolutely. And some of the new stuff they've added down in the pool area is fabulous. And I believe they're adding a restaurant and a bar so people don't even have to leave the facility, which is going to be fabulous for rental income increases.
Boy, that's going to make that crazy.
Absolutely.
I might want to go stay down there. Look at that. Ooh wee. Look at there. Right. Me frosting on that splash pad. Ooh.
So, okay, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people now in their searches, if there's not a lazy river, they're not interested in purchasing the property, which is
isn't that crazy?
One of the greatest amenities this property has.
So, yes, it's amenity heavy, as so many of the Phoenixes are. If you want to know more about this listing, you can email Dana and me at gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com. We'd be glad to send you some information. So, now... Let me take that off there.
To the good stuff.
To the good stuff. Patrick, our fearless leader. So first of all, just a little bit of qualifying. How did you come about to own RE/MAX of Orange Beach?
But first, I heard you came here from somewhere mountainous and that you were hawking mayonnaise or something in your past life.
Yeah,
Is
I was.
There truth
believe-
to these rumors?
Yeah, there's rumors. I was a corporate executive with Kraft, you know, like KRFT. And actually took a downsizing package because the organization was going in a different direction than I was. And we came to Gulf Shores, bought a seafood market. I got bored to death, thought I was retired. And before you knew it, we went and got a real estate license, bought RE/MAX 2 years later, and the rest is history. And just to give you an idea of why I was attracted to RE/MAX, and I know we have followers and people watching from everywhere, but brand with Kraft was like in my soul. I still buy mayonnaise from Kraft. I still buy their cheese. Their product is, they're still a top 500 company when most of them had fallen out. You know, the food companies, technology's taken over, but brand is big. And believe it or not, I had five relocations and I used a RE/MAX agent before I even bought a franchise every single time. So it was natural for me to go to it.
Nice. Makes sense.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I worked for Marriott and I love to stay at Marriott still, even though I don't work there.
That's the only one I thought. That's the place I stay wherever I go. And I like their point system that they give too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Patrick, you give such great market reports. What do you want to tell us and the people listening? And they'll be listening in the replay too, not just the people that are here right now. What do you want people to know about the market down here in Gulf Shores in Orange Beach, Alabama?
I will tell you that there's so much misinformation that's coming out because, as we all know, real estate is local. And people go online and they get their information from many, many sources. But the reality is that, you know, I'm not going to get into names, but you can go like on a Facebook feed now, and I won't say the name of the companies, and they do major publications and they're telling you to wait because interest rates are going to come down to the 5% range this year. And I'm here to tell you that there's, if you do your research, you don't make predictions like that. You actually look at the factors in the market, like you look at the fact that the treasury, the 10-year treasury bond, if it's at 3.9 or lower, interest rates are typically going down. The 10-year treasury bill is going up. I think now it's up to somewhere like 4.3%, which is why you've seen interest rates tick up this week. Unemployment is not nearly as strong as people think it is, because a lot of the people that have been employed are government employees, and a lot of it's migrant labor and a lot of other things, but there's a lot of part-time labor in that also, and part-time labor doesn't get it. But in our local market, we have a tale of two markets. We've got your middle class and lower people that live here, and your rent has gone from $1,200 to $1,400 a month 3 years ago to $2,600 to $2,800. For someone like myself and a lot of you, that's a great place to come and invest, because you can go buy a D.R. Horton or track home for $350,000 and generate around $30,000 in income a year, and which is a very, very nice return. But for the person that's actually working here, they're in what I would feel, they're feeling a recessionary, inflationary market, because their food's gone up, the gas has gone up, their rent's gone up. And it's going to take a year for the rent to actually balance out. And my point is go out and find an agent or a professional if you're in real estate, and have them give you factual information that will give you the right to make decisions. So when you're investing, you know, people waiting right now in real estate to purchase a condo or whatever, I think that they would absolutely be crazy. I think it's a great time to list. I think it's a great time to sell. If and when, which none of us know what's going to happen, and interest rates do go down, we're going to have a market because of pent-up demand very similar to the market that we experienced a year and a half ago. And I think in the sales rally, I gave an example, Hensley, of a $450,000 house here that you would have 2 years ago paid $500,000 because there were several offers on it. The interest rate was, I believe, 4.5% then. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, you could have got a 6.5% interest rate on that house here, and you could have actually found a $450,000 house and paid $425,000. And guess what? Your payment's going to be almost $3,000 on either one. So it takes a professional. It takes a lot of research. But the market isn't always, people are so busy doing clicks, likes, and trying to get drama into what they're doing online that you have to find someone that's deciphering, doing the research, and giving you factual information, because it's actually very easy to follow what to do when you have it. So
where do you think the consumer could find somebody like that, Patrick?
What's that?
Where do you think the consumer could find a trusted professional like that?
Well, I would think that they have a preacher named Patrick Daly at RE/MAX of Orange Beach, because market reports and training 2 days a week and a sales rally every month. And again, as you guys know, we're not predicting things. We're giving you facts so you can make an educated decision and go out and see if the market's right for you or whether it's wrong for you. It's your decision as a consumer. Our job is to provide the most accurate information so that you can make your decision. And you're
right. What would you say sets the agents in your office apart, including us?
You know, it's real estate's gone to a commodity, and I'm probably going to make some people irritated with this statement, but we don't have a flood the floor mentality, which is what car dealerships have a tendency to do when things get bad. They go out and hire a bunch of people to work on the floor because they know that they're going to sell three cars in the next 2 months. They're going to sell a family member or a friend, and they're going to get three transactions, and then they're going to be dead and in the business, and they'll leave. But the dealership won because they got their three transactions. Does that make sense? We only Absolutely. Hire full-time agents. We only hire agents that want to grow and want to be full-time in their business. We don't recruit agents. We've grown to the largest office in Alabama for RE/MAX because people like our culture. And our culture is based on five circles. You know, we have our faith, our family, our finances, our personal, and our business. And guess what? That doesn't mean you have to work 60, 70 hours a week. We believe in being extremely efficient, extremely productive. We absolutely believe in living life. Tinsley, you're a perfect example. You own a sailboat. I don't think everybody you deal with knows it. You probably spend a couple of months a year sailing, but you're wired for it. You got the satellite on your mast and you can communicate just like you're in your office. You're so good at this. I call you when I need a gate code. You know the gate code of every single building down here. Am I right?
It's been a while since you called me for a gate code, but yeah, I've got them.
But my point is that we believe in a great balanced life. A successful agent isn't one that sells a bunch of property. It's one that raises their family. They can pay the bills. They invest in their future. They help people. They serve the community. And we're not into headcount. We're not into that's why we don't recruit. I don't want to bring a culture into the building that doesn't fit these five circles that we promote. And again, we have very little turnover because of it. Also, we have an extremely successful office where the average income is probably 6 to 7 times the average in Baldwin County.
You do foster that environment.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and we appreciate that. And that's why I've been there since 2007.
Hey, I can still remember the day you pulled up on a Saturday with your Jeep with the funky little, were they leopard car seat covers?
No, Hawaiian.
Hawaiian car seat covers. And I had never met you. And I ran out there and introduced myself. I don't know if you know this, because what impressed me about you is I was watching you online and you and Scott were getting on a helicopter in Hawaii on your webpage. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this. But I said, this person fits the lifestyle and the way that we're going to promote and build this business here, which is why I ran out on a Saturday and went and introduced myself. It's history. So,
you know, what impressed me about you was my own broker didn't really seem that interested in me. And here you were, every time we talked, you did kind of a soft recruit, and it made me feel very welcome. It's what I needed at the time and have absolutely no regrets. And I really appreciate your leadership. And thank you.
Well, thank you. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life.
We both agree.
And I got your husband with you.
Get a room, you two. Get a room.
I wouldn't have gotten you, Dana, if I didn't have Tinsley.
That's right. Dana eventually comes as part of the package. You just took her a little while.
That's right.
And she's doing fabulous, just like you are.
Yeah, she had to wander around a little bit first.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're very happy there, and we appreciate your leadership and your ability to analyze the international market, the national market, and the local market. I personally find that very helpful, and it's a good match for me and a lot of other people. I called you, Dana didn't like this, a three-headed monster, because you have the brokerage, you have the mortgage company, and you also have the insurance company. So you are able to talk about just a lot of different topics. So I'd like for you to talk about one of those, whichever one you choose.
Well, you know, I'll tell you that I had no intention of doing a mortgage company or an insurance company on top of what we already have, because there's a lot of good insurance companies, a lot of good mortgage companies, but the market is leading in a direction where the consumer is actually wanting to come in, and they've done a lot of studies on this, and they want to be able to come in and say, Tinsley, Dana, I want you to handle my deal, but I want you to handle everything from start to finish. I want it as a package. And the whole reason I did, and I will tell you that it's not easy to open a mortgage company or an insurance company. You don't open them and make money immediately. We're getting close to profitability in both of these entities. I can be 100% honest on that. We've been in them almost 3 years, but we're building it from a foundation that will last. We're building it with our moral and ethical foundation that we like to do business in. And we don't force any of our agents to use anything that we've added. We want to earn the business. And as we get better and the client base wants something like this, we continue to grow. And, you know, I will tell you on the insurance side, I jumped in that so fast because we had a hurricane here. And, you know, like you guys, I do a lot of business. And when you're selling 100 to 200 transactions a year and you do this for 20 years, you've got a lot of clients that you've put into properties. Sally happens and my clients are calling me because the insurance companies I recommended went crickets on them.
Yeah.
And they went crickets on me.
Yeah.
And I was so irritated because I look at all of these services. When you're an agent, part of your success is the team that you work with, meaning your company, but also the inspector that you hire, your mortgage person, your title company, your inspector, everything. And if your team lets you down, it's a reflection of you. And so it was more out of being irritated. I wasn't really ready to open an insurance company, but I didn't like the way I was handled. I didn't like the way my clients were handled. So I decided to go out and open one. And hopefully it turns out on the good side.
Yeah, from what I remember, there was, and we've all had different things that happened during that hurricane, but I noticed being pushed off to the underwriters and all that, like I have very little contact with my agent. Is that how it's normally supposed to be done?
Well, you know, everybody like the We Insure that I own, we probably could write insurance. We can write insurance through probably 50 different providers for either car, auto, RVs, whatever we do. But we got to find the right thing that works for the client based on where they live, because not everybody will insure everything. But those people have a team that help you and will work through your claims. They're the ones that actually send their claim adjusters and everything to you. But what I found out was is that these people are overwhelmed, and then I'm calling my agent that I send them to. They're calling them, and they're not even returning the phone calls because they're overwhelmed. And to me, that wasn't the answer. In our business, if there's a catastrophe or hurricane, Tinsley and Dana, you both know this. If you went silent on your telephone and your clients that you've sold, you guys have thousands of clients down here, and they can't get you to answer the phone, and you're responding, you don't respond to them. Guess is they're going to use another agent.
Yeah, it cannot happen. It's just not an option. No,
and that's what happened. They maybe couldn't do anything, but if they'd have said, let me make a call and find out what's going on and I'll get back with you. Let me try to help you. That's your job. It's not, we don't sell somebody a home and say, bye, see you later. Good luck with everything in the future.
And I'd like to give an example that we all did this after the hurricane when our clients could not reach their HOAs and their rental companies and everything. And I went traipsing through the beach club up 19, 20 flights of stairs to go look at somebody's condo for them, do a short video because they couldn't reach anybody. And I put the word out. I sent emails out and said, this is what I'm doing. They said, how much are you going to charge? And nothing. Oh, and so that was my opportunity to show people, you know, I'm not just about the sale, you know, and it was a service. You know, and we did this after Ivan too. We walked around when they couldn't reach anybody and showed pictures of the buildings, you know, after Ivan. It's those things like that, that just someone who's sitting in Ohio is just freaking out. Who doesn't know what's going on with their condo. The least we can do is go down there and check it out for them. And because everybody else is just overwhelmed.
Can I add a point here that I'd like to add here, Tinsley? Because, you know, I think out of the box, but. And I hope you have consumers that watch these podcasts too, because my personal, and this is where I'm going to give an opinion, not even an opinion, it's a fact. A really good real estate agent that stays connected with a client, this commission that everybody talks about is worth their weight in gold. Think about what you just did. You made your money on a lot of these people 3, 4, 5 years ago. You're still climbing stairs, taking perks. You're not making a dime.
No,
you just
no power, no elevators.
Yeah, you're doing this because you love what you do and you love your clients. And real estate has turned into a commodity with all these different models that are out there. And again, we're not a commodity in our office. We're there to serve. And it goes way beyond the actual transaction. And you're worth every penny of that.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff that we're here to do, you know, to make things easier for people, because they can't They, you know, when they try to reach the people on the property or the rental company, those people are getting a million calls a day. Call your agent. Uh-oh, I think Patrick froze. Oh, there he is.
There he is. I'm still there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here for before the sale and after the sale. Isn't that right, Patrick?
Absolutely. I don't care if you have a piece of furniture delivered. If I can't do it, someone on my staff will, or someone on my team will. You know, we're going to take care of it.
That's right. That's right.
And it's not going to cost you a dime.
I just tell a quick story. I cleaned out a refrigerator one time. The power was out because they, and yeah, there was some
live critters. Dead. There were critters in there.
Maggots in there. And Scott and I went in there and cleaned it. I have mailed golf clubs Mags. And whole everything in closets and mailed them to people because they couldn't come to closing or stored stuff in my garage. I mean, it just goes on. We've all done it.
I got stuff in my office right now for clients that have closed. When they come to town, they'll come and get it. So.
Yep. Now everybody's going to want us to go clean their condos.
Hey,
we'll get it done. You know, we'll get it done.
Full service.
Okay, so the insurance and the lenders, the mortgage company and the insurance. Do you want to say anything about those? How about the state of insurance and the state of interest rates? How about that?
You know, insurance is really something on the Gulf Coast we're tackling right now. And we serve two markets, as you know, Florida and Alabama.
That's right.
And Florida has adopted a new program where the state, because of Surfside Shores down in South Florida, where it collapsed. And the research behind that is that they were basically kicking the can down the road on the maintenance and things that should have never happened. So Florida smartly put a program together. They literally are going at a certain size, building, age, and everything and doing an inspection. It's a 10 different items. And they're making the associations. I'll give you an example. If your roof is got 10, they determine there's 10 years of shelf life on it, and it's going to take $1 million to replace that roof. And you don't have $1 million accrued on your books to do that, then you have to accrue. You got to accrue $100,000 for 10 years. So when that 10 years rolls around, you've got the money. It's very good for the consumer, but I actually think this is going to create some opportunities because there are people that own in buildings that aren't going to have the finance to actually deal with these assessments that it's going to require. So again, you know, our job isn't always, you know, we're here to help people, and for the person looking for an opportunity, there will be some opportunities. There's some, you know, our job is to go in and make sure, think about if you're buying in Florida now, if you don't have an agent that's researching this and you go buy a condo, you know nothing about it. And 6 months from now, you start reading about this and finding out all these assessments. Another reason to go out and get a professional, just like right. You too.
And you know,
there's only like three carriers doing the major insurance on condominiums on the beach now. The rates have gone up tremendously, but there's some other care. You guys had somebody on your show
we're
already.
We're getting a lot of freezing up going on.
Miranda did
guys.
A beautiful job of explaining what's going on in that. And
I think there's light at the end of the tunnel for that.
Huh?
Am I freezing up? There's light at the end of the tunnel with that, right? I mean, because there's going to be more carriers coming in.
A free open market with competition is going to be wonderful for everybody. So,
yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful. And then as far as the mortgage market goes, you know, I'm going to make this statement because I think it'll help a lot of people is that a lot of real estate agents have a misconception, like in our market, if you list a house in Wedgewood, which we're familiar with, where you could buy houses for $500,000, $400,000, and you're competing with the track builders. And again, I'm not going to throw in you the track builders, but when they own their own mortgage companies, they're offering incentives and they're offering interest rates under 5%, and the market's at 6.5 to 7, it's extremely difficult for you. Your competition isn't the house down the street. Right. Your competition is the track builders and the incentives, because people are being driven to them because of the interest rate, and they have the ability to get them in a home that's more affordable. So when you list a home like this, you've got to put the incentives. You need to do a 2-1 buy down and have your seller pay for it. And it's going to, you're again, you've got to offer incentives like the builders if you want to sell it. You know, you're wondering why is this agent selling existing inventory and I can't? My guess is they're adding incentives so that the buyers, I'm going to get a house that's got landscaping, it's mature, it's got window treatments in it already, it's already got a refrigerator, someone's already lived through it and worked out the kinks. And I love a mature neighborhood more than a new one, which there's a lot of investments you have to do in that. And then you have a chance to sell your house. See what I'm saying? The market shifts constantly now. Our job is to keep up with the market and guide our clients accordingly.
So with a existing home offering a buy down, what about like a, I guess they should also compete by offering upgrade allowance? Because that's what,
you know, I've never, you know, that would work for people where they need it. But most consumers are just going to negotiate that in the price. And I'm not saying anything does or doesn't work. I'm just saying that if you can't go out and do a price per square foot and try to compete with these other people, because, you know, someone's going to get a gold fortified home. Yours probably isn't. Their insurance rate's going to be lower, interest rate. But something like a 2-1 buy down, you're going to get, they're going to buy it down 2 points for the first year, 1 point for the second year. And what the buyer's hoping is that interest rates will eventually go down. They can refinance and have a rate that they're able to live with. Okay. I have a piece of investment property I put on the market today because I have another investment I want to put that money into. And I called over to Motto at Mike Carey and asked him to put a 2-1 buy down together so I can market that.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it? That piece.
It's a little 3-bedroom. It's a little, you know, that little house I've got over there in Gulf Shores. Yeah. It was a track built home. I was going to rent it, but I was going to rent it. But now that I haven't, I bought a lot in Exum. I think you know that I'm building a little cottage over there. So I want to roll that money into that.
In case somebody didn't hear that, he's building a house in the Bahamas. Tell us a little bit about that. That's the good life right there.
Well, you know, it fits into this lifestyle play with the office that we were talking about. We have an agent that did this 2 years ago in our office. They spend about, you know, two months a year. Like, you know, they have a similar program to yours. Very high producing, very efficient, but they built a home. It's a great investment. Their numbers are fabulous. So not being a generational wealth person, I'm looking at this as building a house, something I can enjoy, my kids can enjoy. And when my wife and I are no longer here, they all love the water and everything. We'll leave that to them in a trust instead of money. So it's kind of, but it's a lifestyle play. And we'll use it a lot and enjoy it. And we'll probably have some incentives for agents like yourselves to maybe go over and enjoy yourself. We'll see how all that
goes.
Yeah. And it is a process. Yeah. It's not like building here in the States. Everything is really slow.
Yeah.
I mean, everything takes 2 times longer than it does here, at least.
Another good reason to build right here in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Absolutely. I will tell you that there were, the interesting thing about this is that I found a company out of Great Britain that does a concrete and steel home that's very efficient with energy and it has a 200-mile-an-hour wind resistance guarantee. And I'm sitting there going, why haven't we been building these here? So depending on my experience there, you may see me try to bring a few of those over here and maybe buy a few lots and see how
always they work. Thinking, yeah. Always hey, thinking, Patrick.
We have that entrepreneurial spirit. Again, we, you know, a lot of us have different side hustles in this business, but we focus on real estate, primarily helping the client.
Right.
Because we're trying to build wealth, most of us, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, making money is not a dirty word.
No,
not to me. What about you, Dana? You got anything you want to ask old Patrick there?
Old Patrick. I take offense. Young Patrick.
No, I'm picturing myself in a hammock in Exuma at the new crib he's building down there. So my mind left when he started talking about that. So,
I'm wondering why they're building these. Why are these people in England are building steel houses? 200.
Well, I don't know if you've been. It's kind of interesting. Wow. If you go to England and Ireland and Scotland, people don't realize the weather's pretty brutal and the winds get brutal too.
Gale force winds. Yeah.
They build stuff very energy efficient and things that are going to last for many, many generations, unlike what our perceptive or how we've built over here. Like we're building these wood frame homes that cost $350,000. I don't think you see a lot of that over there. They're more building. If you go, you know this, if you visit Europe or England, yep. you're going to go through 18th century stuff that people live in early 1900s. And the houses and stuff are built different and last longer.
Older they just have a different
and concept on building property.
Well, I'm excited to hear more about that.
Hey,
yeah,
that'll be cool. Bring it.
When you're in the office, I'll show you the plans. It'll blow you away.
Well, we might, if anybody's interested in that, then email us at gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com and we'll make it happen. Right? Right, Patrick?
Absolutely. We'll hook him up with Dougie, man. He's the guy over there. You know, he.
No, I mean, I'm talking about these steel houses right here.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I'm not going to sell a one until I go through it myself and see how it's done and how it's built. And how the process works, because I can't really recommend it until I do that.
But I
feel really good about it.
We'll be patient.
That's exciting news.
It is.
Yes. And there's some other things that we've been talking about. I don't think we could talk about them online just yet that we talked about yesterday. But, you know, Patrick is very creative, and I like that. And there's some things that I want to do. So I don't know if you want to mention them, Patrick, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Give me a hint.
Real estate fund.
Oh, you mean a real estate fund?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of like what the Grant Cardones of the world do.
Oh, we didn't have to say that name.
yeah, there's so many ways in our business for people to, real estate is quite honestly the most popular and the best way to earn and build your wealth. And there's a few people that will argue with you, but it outperforms the stock market. It outperforms all kinds of any kind of thing that you do over time. And, you know, there's been a lot of successful agents within our organizations that actually have gone out and got investors and set up $3-4 million funds. And then went out and
you're talking about Remax on
Remax agents. Yeah. And they've actually gone out and solicited people to be part of it. And they've again gone out and built apartment complexes and put the pricing and everything together and can pretty much.
Can you explain what we're talking about? We're talking about buying into a fund where you're part owner.
Correct. And you're literally going to get a certain return on your money. And it's somebody else is basically doing all the work. You just have a $50,000 upfront investment. And again, I'm going to be looking at some of this kind of stuff in the future myself, potentially also, because again, if you can, in our community, affordable housing is one of the biggest issues. And we have a beach. We've got the most beautiful beaches in the world with the white sand, nice and fluffy. It looks like somebody dumped truckloads of sugar on the beach.
That's
beautiful
right.
Water. We have a great southern hospitality. We've got islands. The boating is like nowhere in the world. We're selling a lifestyle. But, you know, there's people that can't afford this lifestyle that live here. And the people that get out and put some things together, they can actually help their community. They can put people in affordable housing and you can actually make money doing that. So you help everybody.
So if anybody's interested in anything that sounds like that, please email us at gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com and we will explore further with that. Right, Patrick? Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're here to help.
Hey, so you know, you're right. This business would be awful boring if all we did was write contracts, right?
That's right.
I don't know if it'd be that boring, but
actually, they're very exciting because we deal with a lot of agents that don't have a lot of experience, so we basically have to guide them along with us. So
very true. Right. A lot of people got in when the getting was good, and that attracts new people. So we have to help them.
Absolutely. So, and we're here to do that. So,
yes.
Now, Dana wanted to talk about something here. did you want to do your?
We'll just throw it up there, Patrick. Did you see this today? They have finally finished the new public access at Romar Beach. It opens tomorrow.
Uh huh. I didn't see it, but that's good news. They've been fixing it forever.
That's right. And they're going to close Cotton Bayou this weekend to seal and restripe it so you can use this one in its place. And I think that's really awesome because we needed more of this access.
Is this the one across from our office?
No, this is Cotton Bayou. This is down the road about 2 miles.
Okay.
But what this really means to the consumer that comes to the market here is that not all the properties are on the water here or on the beach. So you just can't walk out your home and go to the beach. But this allows the tourists and the people that rent across the street or in other properties or even people that live in the city that aren't on the beach to have a place to park, access the beach, and enjoy it like the people that live on it. It's fabulous that Orange Beach does this.
That's right. It's wonderful. So that's all I had to add.
It's top notch too, I will tell you.
Bathrooms, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. I think there's even a shower there, Dana.
Yes.
It's an outdoor shower.
Well, you know, sometimes a girl's got to be bold.
And there's no walls on it, so I don't think you want to be too bold. You know, I think it's the rinse off.
Well, Patrick, what do you want the people to know about our wonderful, beautiful place here, our almost untouched paradise here?
Well, I will tell you, and this is something I share with a lot of my clients when I'm working with them, and that most of you have probably noticed that I love to travel and see the world and part of the reason I do what I do is it affords me the ability to live the lifestyle that I want. And I talked about it a little bit before. I don't know anywhere in the world you can go on a boat and go to 14 or 15 different restaurants in a day if you were like on a poker run or something. They're that close and they have bars. They have everything. Whatever your lifestyle is, they have private islands that you can park on and take a generator and have your own whatever, a family reunion or whatever on an island in the bay. And it's beautiful. And the fishing's wonderful. And the golf courses are wonderful. The lifestyle here is one where people enjoy
kayaking.
Try to get something fixed here when they open snapper season. Everybody's out catching the snapper. You're not going to get anything fixed.
That's right.
But my point is as much as I travel, it doesn't matter where I go or how nice it is. When I come over that bridge and I come back into where we live, I feel blessed. And I actually feel so happy to be home. And most people don't feel that when they come home. And I'm not going to name any cities or whatever. Maybe they do feel that good. But
we've talked about this for years. You know, we look out there and see, would I want to live here? And it's like, oh, great place to visit. But I like where we live. I love the lifestyle. I love being the work that we do. And Dana and I talk about this. We've talked about it for years. So you can share what you, Dana, you have the same. I know you have the same.
It would
view.
Just be repeating Patrick. You know, we have it all. We've got boating, fun, music, beach, backcountry trail. There is literally something here for everybody.
Great biking.
You cannot beat this place.
We have great
birding. Dana's been here her whole life.
Yeah. Well, you know what's kind of fun is all of us would say it. We don't come home and go, gosh, I wish I was back wherever I came from or I miss where I was from. It feels good to come home.
Oh, it really does.
That sunset you have behind you right now, Tinsley, is the one at my house. I see one very similar every night when the sun goes. Yeah. And I travel and travel, and it's very difficult to duplicate it.
That's awesome.
And I can actually walk out there and catch a few fish or take a swim or jump in the boat. It's just we're blessed to be where we're at.
Lifetime good.
Good Lord every day.
And we love our job too. So we want to help people find a place here too. So, okay. Well, I guess that's we've covered everything for now. Thank you so much, Patrick, for coming on.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome. I got to tell you, this has been my highlight. I believe it or not, I shy away from things like this. And
yeah, why is that?
You know, I know this almost sounds this almost sounds selfish, but I'm so into the focusing on the people that I work with, meaning you guys and the rest of our agents, that's my life. And there was a time I think I was on the board here for 7-8 years, and I was kind of caught in the cycle and doing all these other things. But the reality is I really love helping our team succeed, watching people change their lives, watching them go from the Jalabo car that they had when they started, and they buy a new one, and then they get a new house, and then they have kids. And so, I mean, I have this extremely fulfilled life, and it's hard to explain, but why would you not love to do this? But yeah, I focus on you guys.
You just
I'm more interested. I'm not trying to change the world, I guess, is what I'm saying.
We will have you back if you don't mind, you know, down the road periodically to come for an update. And so again, thank you so much, Patrick, and we appreciate your leadership. And
thank you. And can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Sure. When you have me back, what I'd like you to do, because there's a lot of it going on, there's a lot of disruption and change going on in real estate.
Yeah.
When it looks like it's just a complete mess and war out there, I want you to have me on this podcast so maybe I can add some calm to it, because it's never as bad as it all looks.
And now, are you talking about war, or are you talking about the market? What are we talking about here?
I'm talking about you got all these real estate lawsuits. You've got commission lawsuits. You've got there's
It'll
so
bring
many
calm to the storm.
There's so many disruptors that are coming in and offering people to list their house for $1,000. And you guys know, and I know what's going to happen on that. Our industry is under siege. And I just try to add a calm to it and let people know what we really do and what a real professional does. And we're going to be just fine, as will the consumer, and they'll get as good or better service because we stay ahead of it. But I love it when everything's a mess and trying to figure out how to go out and go forward. So when it's really messy, have me back, okay?
Okay.
And before we end, everybody click that like button and please subscribe, because we're new on these platforms and we need subscribers and we need some eyeballs, and we'd really help us out. So thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, guys. It was my pleasure. See ya.